WTTS on demand.
Guys, great to have you here. It's a very unique combination of musicians because you got your four vocalists and you're trading and you're harmonizing. But I noticed that in one of the bio sheets that I read, you described yourselves as being a very functional family and a lot of togetherness here lately. How's that going? Everybody still doing well?
I would say so, man. I mean, we spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week together all the time. And I was remarking on it yesterday. It's how we can still spend all day practicing or whatever, driving, and then have dinner together and watch a movie together. What do you want to watch for TV?
I would say you're like brothers, but you work for Chris Robinson, right, on his label. So that might not be the best analogy there. You guys, first of all, I want to acknowledge that Timmy here is formerly of Old Pike. And some of you might know Old Pike from being around here, Pike High School, back just a few years ago. And it's good to have you back around, Timmy.
Thank you. Good to be back here.
Let's talk a little bit about Blurring the Line. I don't know if it's rock country or country rock. Could we address that for just a second? Or does it even have to be labeled, do you think?
I mean, we've all grew up playing country music and gospel music and rock and roll and punk rock, and I think it's kind of just an amalgamation of all that, you know, in a way. But if people want to call it Americana or country rock or whatever they like to call it, we just like them to call it something.
Yeah. Something nice.
Something nice.
Was there any band in the past that was kind of a template for what you guys envisioned when you started this project?
I would think we were definitely inspired by some of the greats, like harmony makers of the past, you know, the Band and the Eagles, and also inspired by Southern rock and psychedelic rock. So you throw in Lynyrd Skynyrd and Grateful Dead in that mix, and you might kind of be accurate a little bit.
We're getting the general direction there, aren't we?
I guess the special thing about this group is we didn't set out to be any particular way. We just threw us all in the same pot, and what came out, and, you know. It seems to work.
And they're going to be back around here. I know they opened for the AVETS this past weekend, but they're going to be back around here on the 4th of November. A lot of times we have bands in here at Studio 92, and they're doing a show that night, but that's not the case here. You guys are off to St. Louis. But on the 4th of November, you're opening for, what, J.J. Gray?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's at the Vogue.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Once again, please welcome Truth and Salvage Company.
WTTS. On demand.